April 2, 1932, how the divine power will put a limit to the evils of man, and will say to him, "Enough up to here." How our Lord shows with facts that he wants to give the kingdom of his will. I am always back in the holy divine volition, nor can I do without, because, it being life, the life is always felt. One feels the breath, the motion, the warmth. So it is with the divine will. As one feels it, so does one feel its life, its warmth, its motion, and everything it encloses. With only this difference that one pays attention now to one thing, that it encloses as life, and now to another. So, I was thinking to myself, how can the creature ever return to be beautiful and holy as he came out of the creative hands of God, so as to realize the kingdom of his fiat in the midst of the human family? And my beloved Jesus, surprising me, told me, "My daughter, all the works of our Supreme Being are perfect and complete. None of our works is by half. The creation is all complete and perfect. Even more, there are many things that are not of absolute necessity, but like luxury and pomp of our power, love and magnificence. Should man alone, for whom all things were created, remain like an incomplete and imperfect work of our own, without the purpose for which he was created, that is for our fiat to have its kingdom in each creature? And this, because he sinned and remained stained and degraded, that rendered him like a collapsing house, exposed to his thieves and enemies, as if our power were limited and did not have all the power to do what it wants, the way it wants it, and when it wants it. Whoever thinks that the kingdom of our will cannot come puts our very supreme power in doubt. We can do anything. We might lack the willingness, but when we want it, our power is so great, that whatever we want we do, there is nothing that can resist before our power. Therefore, we have the power to rehabilitate him, to render him more beautiful than before, and to fortify and cement his collapsing house, in such a way as to render it stronger than it used to be, and, at the blowing breath of our power, shut his thieves and enemies into the darkest abysses. So, as much as man slipped from within our divine will, he did not cease to be our work. And even though he disordered himself, our power, for the decorum of our work, that must be perfect and complete just as we want it, will put with its power a limit to his disorders, to his weaknesses, and will say to him with its empire, "Enough up to here. Re-enter into the order. Take your place of honor as a work worthy of your Creator." These are prodigies of our omnipotence that it will perform, that he will not have the strength to resist, but without strain, spontaneously, drawn and attracted by a supreme force, by an invincible love. Wasn't redemption, wanted by our will, a prodigy of our power and of our love, that knows how to conquer everything, even the most awful ingratitudes, the gravest sins, and requite in love there where ungrateful man offended it the most? If it is about man, of course he will not be able to stand up again in spite of all the helps of my redemption, because he is not disposed to taking them. Many do not cease to be sinners, weak, smeared with the gravest sins. But if it is about my power, about my love, when the two scales overflow a little bit more, and touch him with the will to conquer him, man will feel shaken and floored, in such a way that he will rise again from evil to good, and will re-enter into our divine will, from which he went out, so as to take his lost inheritance. Do you know where everything lays? Everything is in whether our will wants it and has decided it with divine decrees. If this is there, everything is done. And this decision is so true, that there are facts. You must know that when I came upon earth, while I did the office of Redeemer, at the same time, everything that my holy humanity did enclosed as many acts of my divine will as a deposit to be given to the creature. I had no need of it because I was the divine will itself. So, my humanity acted like a most tender mother. It enclosed within itself as many births from my will for as many acts as it did, in order to give birth to them and deliver them onto the lap of the acts of creatures, so as to form, in their acts, the kingdom of the acts of my fiat. So, it is there, like a mother, with the love that makes her agonize, waiting to give birth to these divine offsprings of hers. The other fact is that I myself taught the Our Father, so that all would pray for my kingdom to come, so that my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If it were not to come, teaching such a prayer would have been useless and useless things I know not how to do. And then, the many truths manifested about my divine will, do they not say in clear notes that its kingdom will come upon earth, not by human work, but by the work of our omnipotence? Everything is possible when we want it. We place as much ease in doing small things as we do in great ones, because all the virtue and power is in our act, not in the good that the act of our power receives. In fact, when I was on earth, since in all my acts ran my power, the touch of my hands, the empire of my voice, and so forth, were all made powerful, and with the same ease with which I called to life the little girl who had died a few hours before, with that same ease I called to life Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days, who was already corrupted, and gave off an unbearable stench. I commanded that the bandages be removed from him, and then I called him with the empire of my voice, Lazarus, come out. At my commanding voice, Lazarus was resurrected, the corruption disappeared, the stench ceased, and he came back healthy and hearty as if he had not died. True example of how my power can make the kingdom of my fiat rise again in the midst of creatures. This is a tangible and sure example of how my power, in spite of the fact that man is corrupted, and the stench of his sins infects him, more than a cadaver he can be called a poor one wrapped in bandages, who is need of the divine empire in order to be freed of the bandages of his passions. But if the empire of my power invests him and wants it, his corruption will have no more life, and he will rise again healthy, and more beautiful than before. Therefore, at the most, one can doubt that my divine will might not want it, because they could not deserve a good so great, but that my power would not be able to do it, not this, ever. Fiat.